Good morning. Let's try that again. Good morning.
Good morning.
So those of you that were here last Sunday know that we talk about Noah's Ark. And I told you that there was once upon a time a group of people that were so evil, that were so violent, that God decided that enough was enough. And that there was going to be a lot of rain, a flood that was going to come upon the earth. And then I told you that God told Noah to build something. You remember what Noah was supposed to build? Not those that were here last time, but those that were not. Do you know what Noah built? What did he build? An ark. And he built an ark. And then when he was finished building the ark, all of a sudden, there was a lot of rain that started coming down. So then Noah and his family, those that believed in what God has said, went inside the ark. And then God himself closed the door of the ark. And there was only a window. And it rained. You know how much it rained? You know for how long it rained? It rained for 40 days and 40 nights. Can you say that? 40 days and 40 nights? Now, that's going to be very important throughout the whole Bible. 40 days and 40 nights. The number 40. For 40 days and for 40 nights, it rained nonstop. And then by the end of that, when it stopped raining, Noah had built a tiny little window, kind of like that one, in the ark. And he opened it, and he looked out, and guess what he saw?
Water.
Exactly. That's all he saw. Water and water and more water. And so he waited, and he waited, and then he thought, I wonder if there's any dry land anywhere. And then he tried to figure out a way to know if there was dry land anywhere. Now, can you think of a way to figure out if there's... Let's see somebody else. Let's see. Can you figure out a way to know if there is dry land outside the ark? What would you do?
I would look back and see if there were any like tall mountains that could have peeked out.
And what if you look out and you don't see anything, any tall mountains? He said, I would look out to see if I can see any tall mountains. But what if you look out and all you see is water? Maybe there's something beyond what you can see. What would you do then? What would you do? You know what he did? You know what he did? Have you read the story before?
Yes.
What did he do?
He sent out a dove to see if there was any land.
He did. First he sent a raven, and then the raven just flew back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Why did the raven fly back and forth and back and forth? Yes. Exactly. He was looking for land, but then he couldn't find any. So he just kept flying back and forth, back and forth. So then Noah waited, I think it was like 7 days, and then he sent a dove. See, now you were right. The second time he sent a dove, and then the dove came back, and it was carrying something in its beak. It was carrying an olive branch. It was carrying an olive leaf. So what did that mean? When Noah saw that, do you know what that meant? Okay, what did that mean?
There might have been like a mountain with maybe a tree
on it. Yeah, so that there was a tree out there that the dove was able to get a leaf from. And then he waited another 7 days, if I remember correctly, and then he sent the dove out, and then guess what happened to the dove? Laura, you know what happened to the dove when he sent it out? No? Do you know, Liam? Well, neither does Noah, because it never came back. So he knew that if he didn't come back, that meant that there was dry land somewhere. And so finally the water had begun to go away. And then there was dry land again. And then when they came out of the ark, guess what they saw? Yes.
A rainbow.
They saw a rainbow. And when they saw that rainbow, it was a sign that God had put there for them. And it meant that God really thought, you know what? Even if people are violent, I am not going to be violent. Even if people are evil, I am not going to be evil. So I will never again destroy people this way. So whenever you see the rainbow, God said to Noah, remember the covenant. Covenant is a fancy word for promise. Remember the promise that I have made to you, that I will be good even if people are bad. So whenever you see a rainbow, I want you to remember that. I want you to remember God's promise that God is good always. Can you say God is good always?
God is good always.
Okay. Will you help me bless the children. Will you extend your hand, please? Gracious God, we thank you for your passion for justice. We thank you for these stories that tell us about how you are passionately concerned about the well-being of your people. We pray that we may be able to put into practice the same passion for justice, for peace, for love. And we pray that we may be models for these children so that they may learn how to live out your love and to be agents of peace. We pray that you bless them with your spirit. In Christ's name, amen.